The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
'Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. 'Kerr's Hire and the Cat Attack Podcast have been going since the dawn of time, since Moses brought along some Lamingtons to the Last Supper. Do you remember when that happened, Kingy? Do you reckon Lamingtons were going when Moses was just...
I don't think Moses was at the Last Supper because he wasn't one of the 12 disciples.
No, he wasn't, but he gate crashed, they reckon, late and brought some Lamingtons just to spice things up, just as the 12 disciples were really starting to let down on the Great Northern.
Actually, it was only 11 of them because by then Judas had disappeared.
He'd gone, yeah. He was starting to... He was the betrayer.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's been a long time that Kerr's Hire and the Cat Attack Podcast, going right back to biblical times, since this has been a partnership. And condolences too to the family of Father Bob Maguire, who was a great man who passed away, unfortunately. But for Collingwood, it's the only bad thing about Bob. But he did some great stuff in the community and had a real character. I never met him, but... just seeing him do various things. He was a real character.
His stuff with John Safran.
Yeah, it was good.
Was very good.
And John Safran's little thing he popped onto Twitter was quite good too. Yep. Just outlining his relationship with Father Bob. So,
John Safran's a bit more intelligent than a lot of us combined.
Yes, Kingy. I'll speak for yourself, but... I think
you're not in John Safran's class, Benny.
No, I didn't do tranny. We used to call it tranny at school, so tranny was called transition.
Yep.
So that was just for the absolute... Well...
Those who are not as intellectually...
Well, they wanted to do other things. So, yeah. I mean, some of them are probably very, very successful, but we used to call it sort of tranny and we probably wouldn't get away with that these days, would you? But it was called transition, so we shortened it. Everything in the world has something. You've got to be shortening it. We've got to have stupid nicknames for everything. And anyway, so... I didn't do that, King. I was a maths A, maths B, physics, chemistry, accounting.
Yep.
I started doing that, and by middle of year 11, I was doing economics, geography, right. Australian politics. So I really did what they would classify as a U-turn in my academia. But anyway,
very artsy and commercy there, Ben, from you.
It was, Kingy. I love
how
all
that
stuff.
How does that translate to being a racing manager?
Well, it doesn't really at all. I love when there's areas of grey in things. I don't want them to be right or wrong because people can always pull you up. So I like to have a little bit of room to move, Kingy.
Yep.
Sort of Demos Roussos under the caftan sort of style.
Demos
Roussos.
Oh, wow. Who was good friends with Nana Mouskouri.
Do you think that they may have...
I've no idea.
Demos had an extraordinarily large caftan, didn't he?
He did.
It was a beauty. But
let's talk footy.
Yeah, the Cats 2-3.
We've gone 2 3/4 minutes without touching on.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much. Sort of a bit like the Cats against the Eagles, really, Kingy. They only played about one of the four quarters, and managed to end up 80 points in front.
Quarter and
seven,
a half.
Yeah, 77 points up
from midway in the first till half time. Actually, probably even further. Probably even they got to 77 points up about 10 minutes into the third. And that's when we're thinking.
Oh, I said it was going to be 120 points.
Yeah.
It looked like that. And then they got lazy, I reckon, Kingy. They tuned out a little bit, the Cats, in the second half. There's two ways to think about it.
Did they get lazy or did they start thinking ahead?
No. No player is running around thinking, you know, what have I got on next week?
6 day turnaround.
It's just a subconscious thing, I think. You just get a little bit. You have mental lapses.
Okay, here's a question for you.
And you don't need to be off much in this game. And even the West Coast, given their injuries, were able to, you know, dominate the Cats for periods in that second half.
What would have Geelong 2022 won by?
Early in the year?
Yeah.
Probably the same.
Yeah, but later
first
in the year?
First 9 rounds?
Later in the year?
Later in the year, probably go on and win by 100.
So the equivalent game is when they played the Eagles in the final round last year and beat them by 14 goals.
Yeah.
Just had the foot on the throat all afternoon, whereas in the third quarter they let the foot off the throat for a little while there.
Yeah, they did. And then the Cats aren't what you would classify as fully wound up. If we were talking racing parlance, we'd say there's improvement to come. They lose Stengel and Stanley, which won't help in the short term. But
no Buse this week either.
Are we still out?
Still, he'll miss again.
Two ways to look at the Cats on the weekend, Kingy. One is that they won an AFL game by the best part of eight goals.
Yep.
Which is, not easy to do, albeit they're playing a team. The other side of the coin is that they were, they got obviously a little bit complacent in the second half, which you'd have to think there was an element of that given how they dominated a quarter and a half to how they played in the second half with the same West Coast team. It wasn't like suddenly Josh Kennedy ran out and Peter Matera
and Dean Kemp.
Yeah, and Don Pike.
Don Pike. He'll be at GMHBA Stadium
and
on Saturday night.
And Craig Turley.
Craig Turley finished runner-up in a Brownlow.
He did, yeah. He was a good player.
To Jim Steins.
Yes. Or, you know, who else was there that played for West Coast? Have we got any funny ones?
Peter Wilson.
Yes, Cork in the Ocean style. So they're playing the same West Coast team, and yet they were outscored by 5 goals after they reached that 77-point lead. So, but they did the business. No good with Stengel. Not sure how long were they saying, 4 to 6?
Yeah, so they don't use weeks, they use medium term. Just looking at the AFL official, they've got 4 to 6 on that and 4 to 6 on Stanley. So Segler comes in handy. Gary Rowan comes back from suspension.
Yep.
Not a like for like for Stengel, but Geelong aren't bereft of small
forwards. Myers close, found a little bit of form.
Yeah. Ollie Henry can
play.
So all of a sudden now Henry becomes that, you know, you now have Cameron Hawkins, Rowan as your three.
And if you're going to win, I mean, let's be honest, I mean, St Kilda and Essendon are winning or playing really good footy even when they're not winning.
Mm.
With about 7 or 8 blokes out.
Didn't St Kilda have about 3 blokes running around in their VFL team 1 week because that's their injury list was just that long?
Yeah, I mean,
they were struggling to actually name 4 emergencies for the game.
And they were within a goal of beating Collingwood.
Mm.
And Essendon have got, what, they've probably got 6 or 7 of their...
Well, they've got Peter Wright, their reigning best and fairest and leading goal kicker out.
Not playing.
Yep.
So they've had some injuries too, and they've been playing some good footy. So you're going to need a squad. And as the Cats have always said, they need a squad. So suddenly Stengel and Stanley go out.
Just some of the Essendon ones. Cox, Guelphy.
The Guelph stuff.
James Stewart.
They're bit Peter players, though.
Peter Wright.
Peter Wright isn't.
Yeah. That's their injury list.
They did start with a lot more than that to start the year, though. Mm. And they are playing some
Stringer
didn't play.
Didn't play Stringer, yeah.
There was a couple others there, too, I think, were out. But Cats have just got to find a, you know, an avenue, and they should be able to do it. Really big game this week.
Oh, it's
because,
huge.
I mean, huge. The two McCartan boys obviously not playing.
Yep.
Will
Tom be back?
No. My understanding is that Tom was actually a whole lot crooker than Paddy after they both were concussed after the Sydney game.
Yep.
The game in Sydney. I forget who they were playing that night. Was it Port?
Yes, Port Adelaide.
Yeah, so they were both concussed on the same night. And my understanding is that Tom actually felt a whole lot worse than Paddy.
Okay.
So he is not playing this week. Franklin's out. Yeah. Rampy's still out.
So that Joel Amati, who's been playing forward, he's out. He's done the hamstring. He actually looked really good early against Gold Coast, I think it was. He had 3 or 4 in the first quarter.
You would have to think that Geelong's game plan would be simple. Get it in long and get it in quickly to Hawkins and Cameron.
Yep.
With no Rampy, no McCartans, they are going to be severely tested down back. No Franklin, no Amati up forward. We've got De Koning to go to McDonald, who's still a young player, as is De Koning, but McDonald's probably a rung or two below him in terms of development.
Different body of work.
So you've got seemingly have that base covered. It's a good opportunity. Busey out doesn't help because he would be the obvious choice for Papley. Who goes to Papley?
O'Connor?
Possibly. I just don't know about O'Connor with those really nimble...
Elusive?
Yeah, nimble, elusive.
Creative?
Yeah, dynamic.
That's a good word.
Enigmatic?
No, Papley's better than enigmatic.
No, well, just those really sort of shifty. That's a good one.
Crafty?
Yeah, crafty. Yeah, we're just producing them all.
Roger has walked into the building with his thesaurus.
Who?
Roger. Didn't you have Roger's thesaurus?
No.
Didn't you?
Remember when the man used to come to your door, though, to sell you the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Not the Funkin' Wagnalls.
The who?
they got a mention in our GFL coverage last week.
Did they?
The old Funkin' Wagnalls.
Yeah, you got to be real careful there because things can go horribly
They were
wrong.
Encyclopedias.
They were.
The Funkin'
Wagnalls. Yeah, the Funkin' Wagnalls and the Encyclopedia Britannica. They were the two go-to sources. They were.
The Google.
They were yesterday's Google, 100%. So, but you didn't have them on hand like you do now. You couldn't just scroll through these sort of books with 9 million pages in them.
You didn't have 28.
No, you didn't. But, talking about Papley. So, I'm just not sure about O'Connor, his agility. against a player like Papley. Papley's, Busey's ideally fitted for that. He's very agile. Yep. O'Connor's a bit more of a, you know, he tacks into the breeze, John Bertrand Australia 2 style. He doesn't sort of, you know, slice through things shot over jet arrangement in New Zealand. Have you ever been on that?
No, I haven't.
We went on it once.
Good.
Well, I was only a young fella, and fair to say, I'm happy to put my hand up. A nugget exploded into my pants
mid-jet.
I was in a lot of trouble. I was only young, and you had to be a certain height to get in the thing, and I only just made it. And I nearly soiled myself. And
right.
Because now you'd sort of know, but you get a sense of, you're going that fast, you think, hang on, I hope this guy pulls this thing up, or else we are all going to be brown bread. And anyway, I did have a little GT stripe in the old...
in the stripes.
In the old Murray Ranch. So, O'Connor, he's an option, Kingy. I mean, I don't know. Well,
where else are you going?
Yeah, well, you're 100% right. Do you play... Yeah, see, Colin Jasny's probably a bit the same. Probably a bit... Tacks into the breeze a little bit. Probably better suited. Do you...
He's Bose.
Nah, he's a bit slow. I don't mean that in a derogatory fashion. He's just not nippy enough, I don't think. You need someone that's nippy. I was thinking that Busey was going to be back, so I thought, good, we've got that base covered, and now that we don't have that base covered. I think, too, a lot of it, Kingy, will be based on how they move the ball or how Geelong allows Sydney to move the ball. Mm. So Papley is obviously, and most forwards are at their most dangerous when they're allowed to space and they're allowed a little bit of one-on-one time. Now, if you're not offering him that, he's not generally going to go and win the ball or take a mark over your head or whatever it is. He wants space to move into. That means the ball has to be moved quickly. So it'll be, if Geelong's midfield plays well, I reckon they win the game. And you'd say that most weeks. I know people say, well, yeah, that's the case. But I think if Geelong's midfield plays well and stymies the ability of Sydney to move the ball and at the same time can move the ball quickly themselves to give Cameron and Hawkins opportunities, I reckon that wins the game for the Cats. And their midfield is, we've mentioned this a few times, is probably the one area where I think they may be a bit thin, the Cats. So we need big games from Atkins, Cam Guthrie, Dangerfield. What do they do? Does Parfitt stay in? Do they give Sam Simpson a go?
Yeah, Sam Simpson might get a crack this week.
Tanner Bruin?
No.
What's he had, 34, and how many against Where IB?
Tanner Bruin.
Oh, he didn't play, did he?
Where IB.
No, he didn't play, no. So that makes it hard. I'm just wondering whether they keep playing Parfitt, because he didn't... He was struggling again against West Coast.
We know he can find the footy in the VFL. It's just whether... Do they just have to stick with him for 2 or 3 weeks and...
Did Sammy Simpson play in the twos?
No.
He and Bruin and both didn't play.
They were travellers, I'm pretty sure.
They were travellers.
Yep.
Love a traveller.
Let me just double check.
Nothing better than a traveller, is it, when you're just on a hot day and you've got like an hour in the car and you've got six of the just like ice cold refreshments at your feet and just devouring them.
Not driving though.
No, not while you're driving. You're not driving, Tom. That drink responsibly, but when you've got somebody driving for you.
Yes.
Because the problem with the hour trip is you get about 45 minutes in, and if you're really, really tipping them in, that's when you start need to tipping them out a little bit. And you've usually got to a built-up area, and it's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah, so the only AFL listed players that play in the VFL were Nevitt, White, Clark, Segler, Riccardi, Dempsey and Clahisi.
Right. Well, none of them are getting a game.
Segler is.
Oh, Segler. He's. Yeah. What do we think of old Big John?
Well, it'd be him and Laddams, I suspect, doing the ruck battle, if he's not right.
Just need him to be competitive. We'll lose something with Stanley, I thought I'd say that, but his sort of ability to get involved around the ground. Segler probably plays that kick behind the play style, and he's a bit more of a lumberer, but he's just got to be competitive. It's a big... It's a big 4 weeks for 4 to 5 weeks for Segler.
Yep.
Because if he plays really well, then there'll be at least a decision made as to whether Stanley comes back in. Because I bet London to a brick you can't play both of them. The club will say they can, but staggering they could play both of them. So it's a really defining period for him. I mean, Cat's got him as a stopgap sort of player. He gets a chance now knowing that there's really no one behind him. In fact, there's nobody behind him to play. Now, the eye socket... I'm led to believe there's obviously severities of it.
Yep.
He and I said to someone, well, I said at least the upside of Stengel and Stanley is that they will be able to move. You know, it's different when you've got a leg injury and you have to be off it for 4 weeks. Yeah, you can lose fitness. Yep. These guys will at least be able to maintain their fitness. It was pointed out to me, though, with the eye socket injury, that there will be a period where he won't be able to do much.
Because of the movement.
The pressure and the pain of moving. Yep. Stengel will probably be able to get back to things a little bit quicker with his problem. I assume they've got some sort of cast or something on it. Yep. So it'd be...
So we all thought that was a wrist, didn't we? But it turned out
Said forearm, Kingy. Yeah, I did. Go back. Let's go to the videotape.
Dr. Cassidy.
Yeah, I did. Dr. Bombay over here.
more Dr. Kevorkian.
Yes. Is that like when Homer he went to... he was dying. What happened to Homer? He went... Somebody was ill... And Homer said, Homer went to the doctor and he thought he was seeing a doctor. And the guy he's seeing said, take these, and these. And
he said, thanks, doctor. And he goes, I'm not a doctor.
He goes, thanks, doctor. He goes, oh, no, I'm not a doctor. Which I always thought was quite amusing, the old Simpsons.
All right. Questions, Benny. Howler 41, another win for the Pussy. He's got the work done in the first half. Not ideal to allow the Screaming Eagles back in, but still got the 4 points.
Yes.
Asava first quarter, magnificent. Yes. Great to see the big Clydesdale in the 26 get back to form with 4, moving better.
Yes.
Close good again when better Homes and Gardens, Max, yes, gets the ball in the open. Boy, oh, boy, it's like the Stall Gift. He's got a genuine speed. It's great to see. Collar Jasny slotted back in nicely. Ollie Henry probably should have kicked 5 goals. His last 6 quarters have provided plenty. Still not ideal that we allow the Eagles back into the game. Parfitt might need 2 to 3 in the VFL. His disposal could get him working for Qantas baggage. He's lost the bill that many times.
Yeah, he's what is going on with Brandon Parfitt?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've always rated him, but geez, he's having a howling start to the year. And I mean, if you're ever going to get a kick, it was when your team's absolutely belting another team, and he just, oh god, he looks so at sea. I did notice, I know there's been a lot of talk this week, I've seen a little bit of stuff on the socials and about Max Holmes and his game, and I agree he's going to be a very good player, and he's got some great attributes. I think we're going to see some inconsistency from him while they continue to try and integrate him as an inside mid.
Correct.
Which is fine. There's growing pains with everything. That's fine. The one thing I did notice, which was a little bit not alarming, but I just thought this is the modern day footballer. So we're talking about Max Holmes being the, you know, one of Geelong's up and coming stars, a star of the future. He's got that burst. He's got some. His foot skills seem to be getting better. They were very average probably in his first year. Mm. That seems to be improving. His confidence is improving. He's adding other layers to his game. But I did see something and I thought, this is where modern footy is at. He had a possession on the weekend, which was highlighted in one of his passages of play, where he got the ball, he burst away, so he's kicking to the right of your... Geelong are kicking to the right of your radio dial.
Yep.
He burst out to the wing, on that outer side wing, was running full steam. He had Grian Myers in support. He had a West Coast player who he'd burnt off who was about a metre behind him. He had Grian Myers in support on the inside. And do you know what he couldn't do? He couldn't handball the ball with his left hand. He had to handball it
on the outside
with his right hand.
Yep.
And I thought, that just get that right, dude. Like, they're the little things. That's fine when you've got a metre. When you don't have a metre, I mean, the absolute guns of the game handball that with their left hand. Yeah. He couldn't do it. And I thought that, you know, these kids, they don't grow up doing that. They, you know, they kick, if they've got to try and bring it back inboard, they kick it on the outside of their shoe. That ain't percentage footy. I thought that was just a tiny little thing. I thought it'd be great for him to be able to learn to hand pass the ball with his left hand. Because he's going to need to do that at times, and that can be the different 0.2 of a second. He had time on that occasion to have an awkward-looking thing off the, you know, inside of the right hand, but just, I don't know, it just frustrates me with the modern day player that they try all this crap. Just actually get the basic skills down,
Pat. Hopefully Stanley's okay, because whilst he's not Polly Farmer, he's also not John Segler. Also Stengel injury not ideal, but Rowan returning could open the door for Ollie Dempsey. He's been in good VFL touch.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought. I think he's a bit off, Ollie Dempsey. I know he got some games last year, but
he played 2.
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah, I wouldn't be suggesting he'll come back in. Rowan comes in. You've already got Close. You've got Myers. We mentioned them. You've got Henry. I just don't see a role for Henry. Dempsey.
Pods, Benny, get the tat, and then Fox Dog 50 has suggested it. Wise Monkey Tattoos.
Wise Monkey?
Yep. Call to Daddy, we really need a way to sync our TV to your radio broadcast. I can't listen to Dermot anymore. You blokes in the commentary are so blessed not having to sit through his crap calling a Geelong game. In other news?
I have heard some of Dermy. I don't know. I don't go down that path because everybody has their own thing. Everybody has their own thing that they like, but he does, I don't know, he does, it is a bit hard to listen to, I will admit that.
In other news, got the snip last week. Probably could have gone and got it at halftime during that game. Was quite boring knowing the players knew they had the win.
Who's this from?
Calder Daddy.
The snip?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice to see the Hawks Hawk getting back to some good form, and Brad Close has been fantastic the last couple of weeks. Looking forward to unveiling the flag with a gut full of kebab meat this Saturday night. Let's make it three in a row.
It's a interesting game because I do think, let's be honest, Geelong have beaten 17th and 18th on the ladder, and that's where they are, and that's where they'll finish. So let's not start sort of beating the old hairy chest just yet.
I always said to people when the Cats were 0-3, come back and talk to me at the end of April.
Yeah, we all said that.
Yeah.
I said just calm down.
Yep. So you got Sydney and then Essendon.
Yes.
And then if they're 4-3,
yep.
Good.
Let's analyse it. They've played pretty well against Collingwood and got beaten. They had a bad last quarter, but they had played some good footy.
Played a half against Carlton.
Carlton was in and out. Mm. Overall got beaten on the night, though. Yep. Probably were lucky to be within 8 points. Gold Coast was just putrid.
Yep.
First half against Hawthorn was
no good.
Horrific. Worse than probably Gold Coast. Second half obviously was great against a very average team. And then you've got West Coast, they've played quarter and half. So what have they played? 16 quarters? You'd say maybe...
No, they've played 20.
Ben. Oh, sorry, 20. Is that five games?
Five times.
Yeah, that's what I said to you. Didn't do training. I should have maybe done training. That's why I got out of Maths A and Maths B, because I couldn't work it out. So they played 20 quarters. What would we say? 2.5 against Collingwood, good.
Yep.
Let's say 1.5 against Carlton, good.
Yep, so that's four.
Four. None against Gold Coast.
Yep.
Two against Hawthorn.
Yep.
What's that, six?
Yep, and two against the Eagles.
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight, so they played eight good quarters.
And that's two wins.
Out of 20.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's two wins and three losses right there.
Maybe we should do that all the time. Maybe you work that out.
Daz Broncos.
Not Daz. He loves it. Daz.
Injury's giving us a solid run. Neil can't take a trick. Yeah, he's gone for surgery on that ankle. So as we revealed on K-Rock Footy with Simon Lloyd on Easter Monday, that is an ankle issue. Probably not getting more expensive currently, which is great, but I'd rather see him playing. Of those outside of the 25 right now, who do you see pushing their way in? Clark has shown a little in the VFL, too slight. Nevitt and Dempsey have been good without blowing the doors off anything. Riccardi and Clohisi have had their moments, but they're rookies. They're not playing. I'd be shocked if either of them played at AFL level this year. Willis is a unit but can't get games in a row, correct? Oscar Murdoch's had a good few moments, but he needs time. He also is not this year. Not a lot pushing up. Happy to let them all slow cook. We just want Sam Simpson playing regular AFL football, Benny.
Yep, I agree with all that. All of that, Kingy. Here, I think, is what they say.
P.S. Horse got coached in the GF, as in Longmire. He's unlikely to let it happen twice. We really need to win this two to get back to 3-3. Massive game. Agree? Question mark. Huge game. If you get back to 3-3 after the start they had, great result. 2-4.
And then who we got?
Essendon.
And then who?
Adelaide.
In Adelaide?
No, GMHBA.
Ooh. Gee, some opportunity there.
Yeah. But Adelaide's not going to be a...
No,
it won't be. They're not coming here to hand the four.
No, I know. Adelaide had one of those games, though. That first quarter against Carlton, that would be their best quarter of the year.
Fox Dog 50, boys. Not sure why people are worried about Segler playing. His last few games last year he played were good. His game against Gold Coast was poor, but Stanley's out for a while, so we just have to get used to it. I really don't know how many teams except Melbourne who have second rucks are stars. All other second main rucks aren't stars. They're all young and have potential, but then when there's a ruckman like Segler, let's support him and wish him all the best. I know I'll be supporting him, but if Segler's body doesn't hold up and he gets injured, who and what will we do as a ruck? Blitz does all the rucking, bring in Neil, who's more of a forward ruck. Well, it won't be Neil because he is out with injury, or have to bring a Sava out of defence to do the rucking. They go to Blitz Sava.
They will. They've got no choice. That'd be it. Yeah. I mean, I agree with Segler. Let's give him a chance. And you're right, not every team, hardly any teams, have a real gun second. Some teams might have a young player who can come in. I mean, we sort of know what Segler's ceiling is. He just needs to have a good patch. And this is why Geelong got a player like Segler, for this exact reason, that they don't then have to go to some kid. They can actually bring in an experienced body who can then match the experienced body of the opposition. It's just how well, what he can do. Can he mark the ball? Love to see him take a mark. I don't think he marked the ball in that game he played. not one mark. So let's maybe get behind the ball a bit, take a few contested marks. I mean, he's not going to get it 20 times, which Stanley can sometimes do. But, yeah, just play a role. Don't get beaten. Give your team a chance around the ball and then help out defensively, I would have thought would be the basics.
Sigler took 4 marks.
Did he?
Yep. Took 4 marks in that game.
Any contested?
That I can't tell you.
What are you looking at? R-League gives you that, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. No.
Yes, it does.
Contested marks?
No, CM.
Just gives you, no, I've only got, oh yeah, one.
So 4 marks, 1 contested.
Yeah.
Okay, love to see.
A little bit more.
Love to see 8 marks, 3 contested.
Footy Fiesta, Benny, this weekend. We've got 3 GFL games, yes, on top of the Cats and the Swans. Benny Matthews going to join us, an old favourite of ours.
And Steve Hocking.
Steve Hocking. We're in negotiation with that.
Are we with his management?
With the Cats.
We've got Max Markson.
And Jared Griffin from the Kidinya Park Stadium Trust. Just give an update. I suspect we'll be asking about Stage 5.
The former greenskeeper.
Jared Griffin.
Yes.
He was, yes.
Remember he told us that.
He did tell us that story. Yes. Yeah, good fella. Yeah, he's going to have a chat to us as well. Let's get out of here, Benny. I don't have to do much editing today. The only thing I've got to edit out.
I've got a funny joke.
No.
Funny story.
No, we don't.
Can I tell it?
No, you're not telling
it. It's actually happened to a person.
And yeah, and it's not being told here today. We'll tell it some other time.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.